Today's reading begins in Deuteronomy chapter 19. Deuteronomy 19. When the Lord your God cuts off the nations whose land the Lord your God is giving you, and you dispossess them and dwell in their cities and in their houses, you shall set apart three cities for yourselves in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. You shall measure the distances and divide it into three parts, the area of the land that the Lord your God gives you as a possession, so that any manslayer can flee to them. This is the provision for the manslayer, who by fleeing there may save his life. If anyone kills his neighbor unintentionally without having hated him in the past, as when someone goes into the forest with his neighbor to cut wood and his hand swings the axe to cut down a tree, and the head slips from the handle and strikes his neighbor so that he dies, he may flee to one of these cities and live, lest the avenger of blood in hot anger pursue the manslayer and overtake him, because the way is long, and strike him fatally, though the man did not deserve to die, since he had not hated his neighbor in the past. Therefore I command you, you shall set apart three cities. And if the Lord your God enlarges your territory, as he has sworn to your fathers, and gives you all the land that he promised to give to your fathers, provided you are careful to keep all his commandment, which I command you today, by loving the Lord your God and by walking ever in his ways, then you shall add three other cities to these three, lest innocent blood be shed in your land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, and so the guilt of bloodshed be upon you. But if anyone hates his neighbor and lies in wait for him and attacks him and strikes him fatally so that he dies, he flees into one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and take him from there and hand him over to the avenger of blood so that he may die. Your eyes shall not pity him, but you shall purge the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, so that it may be well with you. You shall not move your neighbor's landmark, which the men of old have set, in the inheritance that you will hold in the land that the Lord your God has given you to possess. A single witness shall not suffice against a person for any crime or for any wrong in connection with any offense that he has committed. Only on the evidence of two witnesses or of three witnesses shall a charge be established. If a malicious witness arises to accuse a person of wrongdoing, then both parties to the dispute shall appear before the Lord, before the priest and the judges who are in office in those days. The judges shall inquire diligently, and if the witness is a false witness and has accused his brother falsely, then you shall do to him as he had meant to do to his brother. So you shall purge the evil from your midst. And the rest shall hear and fear, and shall never again commit any such evil among you. Your eye shall not pity. It shall be life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. This completes our reading for today. We understand that God is a just God. And by understanding that fact, we also understand that any sense of justice that we have has come from Him. Now, man has a tendency to corrupt the things that God gives him, but nonetheless, justice does come from God. And that's exactly what we're reading about today with these cities of refuge. God is allowing for the fact that someone may be killed in an accident, but still there may be those that are upset over a family member, a loved one, a friend being killed in such an accident that they want revenge on the person by whose hand they died. But this example that is given about the axe head that comes off and hits another person and kills them is a good example of the fact that they had no intention of killing anyone. They had no malice toward them whatsoever. And so it is considered to be a situation where it's not murder. And because it's not murder, another person does not have the right to avenge them, to go after them, to take their life. Along with this also is this idea of establishing truth by two or three witnesses, and the idea of bearing false witness against someone. And he lays down that rule that if somebody comes and brings false witness against them and it is discovered, then that person will receive whatever punishment they were trying to entrap the other in, which could be quite severe. It might be that that was a situation where they were trying to get the other person killed. Nonetheless, God is setting down not only justice, but this principle about dishonesty. Justice is a place where we want to see truth prevail, and that's what God is teaching as well. Notice also verse 8. If the Lord your God enlarges your territory, as he has sworn to your fathers, and gives you all the land that he promised, so at this point, of course, they have not received all of that land. But verse 9, he puts this thought in here, provided you are careful to keep all his commandment, which I command to you today. God had given this promise of all of this land, but they had to keep his commandments in order to not only receive it, but to keep it. Finally, one last point is in verse 14 regarding landmarks. In other words, he's talking about the borders of your land. They would make these stone markers that, you know, were the land boundaries between one person's land or family's land and another's. And the idea was that, you know, over time, someone who's underhanded might slowly move some of those landmarks in order to enlarge their land, in essence, stealing land from their neighbor. So God is giving a commandment on this as well. Don't do that. It seems pretty simple. But again, we're talking about authority. We're talking about laws. We're talking about justice. God needed to teach these things to his people in order to guide them. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.